In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is born. Glorify him. Christos yenate, doxasate. This is the first time that we offer this beautiful exclamation, this greeting, tonight, and then, of course, tomorrow morning, because, of course, we are here this evening for worship, for a celebration, but a celebration that we bring our gift of worship to the Christ child, to Jesus, who was born in a cave and lay in a manger for our salvation, as we hear. The gospel that we will read tomorrow morning, from Matthew, there's a verse that says, "And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and they worshiped him." We're speaking, of course, about the three magi, the three men who traveled a long distance, as we know, to worship Jesus, to worship the Christ child, to worship the King, the heavenly King. I can't imagine what it must have been like for these three men, and for the shepherds, and for all those who had heard about the birth of Jesus. And not just those that were there at that time, but all those men and women, as I mentioned a few weeks ago, when we heard the gospel about the forefathers, about the men and women who came before Christ, not just decades, not just hundreds of years, but even 1,000 years or thousands of years before Christ, who believed in the promise of the coming of the Lord. They waited patiently. Many of them, of course, did not see this event, this glorious event that took place, but they waited patiently and they trusted in the promises of God. The Magi traveled a long distance, as we heard. In fact, it wasn't just a few miles or tens of miles or a few hundred miles. It was of great distance and a great journey. It took them 2 years before they reached the place where Jesus was born. Can you imagine what it would be like for us if that was us? Or imagine what it will be like for us at his second and glorious coming, when we too greet the Lord, when we too are in his presence, when we too bring our gift to the Lord. What will it be like? I can only imagine what it would be like. There is a wonderful song, a contemporary Christian song by Mercy Me, "I Can Only Imagine." You may have heard of this. It's a beautiful song. I love it because he goes through and he expresses so beautifully what his imagination would be about meeting the Lord. And we too may have these same thoughts in mind. I can only imagine what I would do if I was in the presence of the Lord. But we have that here. This is the understanding. This is the theology. This is the teaching of Scripture and of our theology of our church, that the gift that we bring of our worship, we are indeed in the presence of the Lord. Through the invocation of the Holy Spirit that we offer at the beginning of the liturgy, or when we invoke the Holy Spirit to come down upon the bread and the wine and make it the body and blood of our Lord, or the prayer of the Holy Spirit that he will change us and make us worthy to receive the body and blood of our Lord. He is present here among us. So, yes, we can imagine what it would be like, but we have that right here. Only if we understand, and only if we believe this, and only if we bring our gift of worship here to him. That is what you have done tonight. Whether you know this in your mind or not, I hope and pray that you believe it in your heart. And just as the Magi traveled from afar to see and to worship and to fall down in the presence of the Lord, indeed, it is a journey for each and every one of us. It is a journey of our entire lives, from the time that we are born till the time that we die. It is not just a journey that we took when we drove here this evening. It is not just a journey when we will come tomorrow or the next day or the next day. It is bringing our gift of our life and our worship, and coming here and coming to fall down before our Lord when we receive him in his body and his blood. This is our gift of our worship. And just like the Magi, just like the journey that they made, and the journey that was not without peril, or not without challenges, or not without threat even of their own demise, their own death, for going to worship the Lord, because they knew ultimately that Herod, and we hear this in also the gospel, they ascertained the time and the place, and they knew within their hearts that the mission and the journey that they were set out upon was not one that would lead to a worship of the Lord by Herod, but a desire and an intent to kill him. So they left and went another way, as we hear. But they brought this against all peril and potential death of their own, and did so by traveling afar to bring their gift of worship to the Lord. And so that is why we have come here this evening. That is why we come here to any divine liturgy, to bring our gift, which is our worship, our adoration, our love, our sacrifice, our worship of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so may the same journey that the Magi made, may that same journey, though it may be long, though it may be faced with challenges, though it may be faced with even times of great difficulty or peril, may it be one that we all continue to make. May it be the same as the Magi. May it be an opportunity and an offering of our worship of our Lord and Savior, who was, as we hear, born in a cave and lay in a manger for our salvation. Amen.